Florida State song, Old Folks at Home, better known as Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, contains lyrics that many people consider racist. A campaign to pick a new state song unveiled its winning candidate today. The King High School Chorus performed one version of the song, Florida, Where the Sawgrass Meets the Sky, today at the Tampa Convention Center during a meeting of the Florida Music Educators Association. The song received the most internet votes among the three finalists chosen by Just Sing Florida. Tony Hill from Jacksonville is the minority lead whip in the Florida Senate. Senator Hill, who wore an Obama for President pin, has been a leader in the effort to select the new state song to replace Old Folks at Home.
Look at the diversity of Florida. Florida is not what it was in 1935. We have true diversity here in Florida. And for a child to get up and ask that, what did he mean by the darkly and longing for his home on the plantation? What did that mean? Why should a music teacher have to interrupt her class to explain that? It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be in 2008 when we have, and I'm going to have to do a little political on you, when we have presidential candidates talking about change. And those students that were sitting up there today, they were not here in 1935. And I'm pretty sure they would not want to sing that kind of song to offend one of their classmates.
Tampa Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner agrees that the lyrics to Stephen Foster's Old Folks at Home makes it inappropriate to be Florida's state song.
Times have changed, and it's time for us to make a change. The present state song is derogatory and offensive to a lot of us. Consequently, when the governor of the state recognizes that and does not even want that song done at his inauguration, then you know that the timing is right to make a change.
Florida, where the sawgrass meets.
In addition to the version sung by the King High School Chorus, Florida, two other versions of Florida, where the sawgrass meets the sky, were played, including one by Will Geer from the King High School Chorus, who accompanied himself on guitar. Senator Hill said that the current song, Old Folks at Home, was adopted by resolution to be the state song. He is one of the legislators trying to pass a statute making the song Florida, Where the Sawgrass Meets the Sky, the official song of the state of Florida. WMNF asked Senator Hill whether people will have a problem accepting a state song that does not have a tradition.
The diversity of the song and the music, having a high school here in Florida to sing that song in front of the chamber and stuff, it just gives it a whole dynamics of what Florida is about. Where the sun meets it. I mean, you know, that's what we try to give hope and ideas and challenge. That's why we do the Scribs. And so I just think that for her to sit down, put it there, and then to have the music background in it, because when it first started out, I was a little weary. But I think that Floridians will buy into it once they hear it and hear it in the form that it is today. I think they'll be in support of it.
State Senator Arthenia Joyner said she thinks the Florida legislature will make Florida, Where the Sawgrass Meets the Sky, the new state song.
I'm very optimistic about it happening. We'll get those kids up to Tallahassee and have them sing it so that the entire legislature can hear it. And hopefully it will be disseminated in the media so that the people of the state of Florida will have an opportunity to hear it also, long before opening day of the legislative session.
Florida. Rosemary Collins sang another version of Florida, Where the Sawgrass Meets the Sky, with piano accompaniment. The song's author, Pompano Beach music teacher Jan Hinton, said she was born in England and has lived in Florida for 12 years.
Maybe it makes my feelings about Florida a little more intense, you know, because I've experienced lesser places to live, so I really appreciate Florida. And I was happy to write a song that was a tribute.
One criticism of choosing a new song that comes from people who want to keep Old Folks at Home as the state song is because it mentions the Suwannee River, people may be more inclined to protect that fragile waterway. WMNF asked Senator Hill for his reaction to those concerns.
I can see if you said it was on the radio every day, nobody plays that song. When the last time you heard it played? I've been to environmental group meetings. I've never heard that song played. So the correlation, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.